Today, we have women in aviation, and today joining us is Peggy Chabrian. See, I can't even read my own writing this morning. My apologies. What are we here to discuss today?
And Amy Loboda.
Amy Loboda.
Yes. Hello.
Not to be forgotten.
Amy is the editor of our publication, Aviation for Women. And we're going to talk a little bit this morning about the activities going on here with Women Venture, but also maybe to start off with yesterday and, the last 2 days, EAA is working with Women Aviation with Women Soar.
Yes. Women in Aviation International and EAA have been teaming up the last couple of years on a lot of different projects during Air Venture. Women Venture is one that you guys have been talking about a lot, but even preceding Women Venture, there's been a project called Women Soar, You Soar, and it was aimed directly at teenage girls. God bless them.
Now, I mean, as somebody who learned to fly when I was 20, and you know, why the need to market directly?
Well, okay, have you met a teenage girl?
I was a teenage girl interested in flying. And that's what I'm saying. I'm familiar with this experience. You're familiar with this experience.
I'm not.
Some of the gentlemen listening may not know what it's like to try and, you know, it's not really marketed to us.
It really isn't. And these are girls between the ages of 13 and 17 years old, which is a very formative time. They have created kind of like a very specialized career outreach, mentoring, exploratory camp for them that's 3 days long. And they bring in mentors, role models from every aspect of aviation and aerospace.
Such as?
Such as myself, okay, for journalism and publications. Certainly Jill Long with the military side of it. And
she's
Kara
Sandifor, major, Air Force, right?
Yes. Yep. Just took over command of a base unit, rather, in Germany. And she's also an air show performer.
Right? Yes, an air show performer, Ragged Edge.
And she's not very old, is she?
No.
None of these people are very old.
Yeah, she's made quite an accomplishment.
Except the Wasp.
Lifetime.
And they do bring the Wasp in, yes, too.
They're
so
not old.
Jan,
they're very experienced.
Thank
very good
you. Thank you. Jan Gudrun is actually wonderful. And I didn't realize she had a psychology background. So she's really wonderful, yeah, with the girls.
They've had women who are A&Ps, air traffic controllers.
Aerospace engineers.
Yeah. Any pilots?
Yes.
Yeah, lots of pilots. Sorry.
In fact,
we're just saying it's not just pilots, but yes, lots of pilots.
What's really funny about it is most of those people are pilots.
Also.
Awesome.
Yes.
Some of them by profession, some of them by avocation. So it's their hobby. But Bonnie Tiburzi Caputo, who was the first woman hired by American Airlines in the early 70s to fly jets, basically was one of the mentors, for instance. Mm-hmm. So they pull some high profile people in. The goal,
some people that broke some barriers when it wasn't as easy to get in.
Exactly. And a lot of these women have had the opportunity to either raise their own teenage daughters or work in a teaching environment with girls.
Or
influence someone else's teenage daughters. Exactly.
They had about 90 girls this year?
They had more than 100 girls this year. What the girls don't realize, I'm probably breaching some state secret, but there's scholarship opportunities simply by participating in the camp. So though there is a charge for the camp, and there are still scholarships that are available if you can't afford to pay the charge, so they make sure that any girl who wants to go can go. There are also
other incentives.
$300 or $400 or $500 scholarships that campers are awarded at the end.
Now, what are these scholarships for? Are they for general college? Are they for flight training?
In general, it's flight training. There's an Amelia and a Jackie Cochran, and some of those scholarships are actually raised by dollars donated by the mentors. Some of those scholarships come in from outside. It's a nice mix. They've been in existence long enough now, Women Soar, You Soar, that they have junior mentors who were participants in the program 4 or 5 years ago. So this is their sixth season.
Which is a great segue.
Yeah.
To say there, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but there's a lot of scholarships available in aviation for young men and women, or for
absolutely,
even older men and women, for things, whether it's flight training, and we said yesterday, everything from a sport pilot certificate, recreational pilot, airline.
Well, Women in Aviation has, what, 59 scholarships available this year?
This year so far.
And that is, one of the things I like to say about Women in Aviation International is we don't like when people discriminate at all. Okay, we're encouraging
right
diversity.
Yep.
So we don't discriminate. We have no gender discrimination at Women in Aviation International, and almost 10% of our membership is male.
That's actually pretty high percentage, considering.
Well, considering the name.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, considering
it's a little
aviation.
Bit of a hard time. But the funny, I like to tell the story, our conference, which started back in 1990 with 150 people, we had a few men there, and as time has gone on, we now have like 3,000 people who attend the convention. About 15% are men, and some of the guys who came early on when there were a lot fewer men said, would you quit encouraging other men to come? We kind of like the odds better at the beginning. So anyway.
Well, younger, particularly college-age guys, have gotten the message that they stand out at that conference, and I see them show up with their resume under their arm, and they know they're going to get recognized there by the HR people easier than at a regular old job fair.
Well, and having the dynamic shifted for a change, you know, for some of these participants, it's a nice influence on the mindset that then they take out and promote among. I don't tend to get involved too much with specific organizations, and that philosophy and the way you guys, when I started to get involved, is the one that I thought, you know, really embraces that idea of, you know, all-encompassing and just making opportunity that anybody can be a part of.
Well, I just noticed they're giving us a high sign, so can we talk a little about Women Venture?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Please.
Some of the other activities going on this week. Thursday evening at the Theater in the Woods, we have a panel with two lady astronauts, Bonnie Dunbar, who is one of the first women brought on by NASA for the space shuttle program, and Peggy Whitson, who is the first commander of the space station. So that's going on Thursday night, Theater in the Woods.
Got a few Peggies, don't we?
Yeah, that's going to get confusing.
She gives a wonderful presentation, though. She's worth
she's
coming good. To see, for sure.
And then Friday morning, our WAI Celebrity Breakfast out at the Nature Center. We've got a pretty good lineup
of celebrities. What time does that happen?
8 o'clock.
And you're taking a picture, too, on Friday, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah,
10:30 at Aeroshell Square. 10:30 on Aeroshell Square.
And that's for any woman pilot, whether you're a student pilot or an airline pilot.
Ultralight, anything that flies.
And even if you used to fly, and maybe you don't now because of medical or other whatever.
Or if you've taken a lesson.
Yes.
You only have to have a student
pilot.
Yes.
That's
we want
fantastic.
You there. And the shirts, we're giving out free T-shirts to wear for the picture. They're available at the WAI booth in Building B, the EAA membership tent. The 99s have shirts, and also Embry-Riddle. So you can pick up your Women Venture shirt, and please pick them up if you can before Friday morning so you've got it ready to wear for the picture.
And for people that aren't able to be here on the grounds and aren't at Air Venture, where can they find you? Website?
WAI.org.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. And so you're listening to EAA Radio, and I'm Wireless Mike.
And Magneto Mel.
Thank you.